it's George. Thanks so much for tuning in to this all-new episode of Social Blend. And this is not just the normal episode. Today, I had a special guest on. I talked to one of my best friends, Gabby, and she's been on the show before. What we're talking about on this episode is kind of a balance of pros and cons of what's going on with this virus. And of course, we're going to talk about our mental health. So, here it is. I'm so excited for you to hear it. We were on the phone. We're social distancing, so we weren't, you know, in the same room or anything. So let me stop talking. Here it is, me and Gabby. Enjoy. Okay, so I'm here with Gabby. She has been on the podcast before. Hey, Gabby, are you there?
Yes. Hi, George.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on to this episode to talk about, you know, pretty important things regarding what's happening in this pandemic. So what I wanted to, you know, kind of talk about today is, you know, the pros and cons of this pandemic. And, you know, when there is bad, there always is that kind of good part of what's happening right now. And also, I wanted to talk about mental health.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's definitely really important. So
yeah. So first we could talk about like cons. So you know, what I have for this is the economy. I mean, the economy is dropping daily, and like it's like the market's gonna crash, and like it's gonna be in shambles.
Yeah, I definitely think that the fact that people, one of the major cons I think is that people are not working. But this is a con that can be a pro, so I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
The like people are not working, and the fact that I think the biggest con is our own government and our own structure and healthcare system that it's being exposed for what it is. I mean, I think it is a pro that now we see what we're dealing with, because it's always been something where we don't know exactly where the government is failing all the time. It's not something that's talked about, but now we literally see it, and we see why policies are important, and we see why things are have a place and have a structure, because now we don't have it, and we're looking at our healthcare workers and frontline workers, like, in flimsy masks, and in all of these, like, some are in, like, not really protective gear, whereas you look in China and those people look like astronauts, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like we're seeing what it is. We're seeing our country for what it is. I think the biggest con is the fact that a lot of our healthcare workers have to suffer for us.
Yeah, definitely. And like when it comes to like our, like, with the politics and, like, who runs our government, it's kind of like, Trump, he stopped funding for these types of corporations. Well, not corporate, like, these programs and, you know, these companies that, you know, kind of research this stuff and tell us. And, you know, he didn't just do it, but he did it a few years ago. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we were all like, this was going to happen. But at the same time, like, I hope he sees that this is important now. And this is something that cannot, like, stop. Like, it constantly has to be funded.
Yeah, it can't be sacrificed, because this is all our health.
Exactly.
And this is people's lives.
Yeah. Yep. Next, I also have under here that, you know, regarding the cons, people are dying, and I mean, that's like, you know, of course, one that's like, yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
But another main thing is abuse, and, you know, like abuse in the home and neglection at home. I mean, we have kids that don't get fed. We have, you know, men and women who are abused at home.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
And I have, like, in cons, like, I mean, in pro, like, you know, that we're able to stay home. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's not so thrilling to stay home.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, going to work and coming home and going to work and coming home is a routine that people have gotten used to avoid their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that in a like degrading way, because some people are in problems that are they're not purposely trying to avoid, but it just feels like you're stuck. I understand that. I totally do. It's just that when we also have families that are in households where they have problems, and they're, you know, they maybe have tried, but it's always easier to avoid. So a lot of people, I think, in our society, they've used work and that schedule as an excuse, and now we're forced to stay home, and you're forced to be with your partner,
yep,
and you're forced to spend time with your kids. And I have parents calling me all the time, like parents who I was going to babysit for or not going to babysit for, things like that. But they're like, oh my God, please, when this is over, we need you and this and that. And I'm just like, you guys didn't value us before. You didn't know what,
yes,
it was like to be with your child, mm-hmm, all day. And now we had to be with like 15, 20 of your children all day. Like, just imagine. So
yeah.
I think the biggest pro, even though we're talking about cons, but I think the biggest pro is that we're seeing what it is for what it is. You know,
mm-hmm,
we're not able to hide from a lot of the problems like schooling, education, the reason why a lot of these kids aren't learning. Like, parents see it in right in front of them. They see the horrible curriculum. They see the frustration of their and the stress of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing their themselves not being able to give enough of their own knowledge to their kids and being frustrated. So it's like a big gap is being shown for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I do empathize with like those who are in abusive relationships or in toxic households with either their parents or their kids.
Yeah.
Because that is super hard, because your house is supposed to be your home. It's supposed to be where you're safe and where you feel protected. Thankfully, mm-hmm, I do feel protected and provided for where I am, but that's not the reality
for everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now let's go on to pros, because you were just saying this, that, like, you know, people, you know, like they get to see like what actually is going on in their children's lives. And like, you know, with teachers, like teachers are kind of looked at, you know, different ways from, you know, different people. And now I think everyone could be in agreement that like, you know, it is a lot of work and, you know, that they definitely do a lot for our children.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I have kids. I'm like, for our children.
Right. But here's the thing, like, kids are not getting easier to deal with. Like,
no.
I don't think that's an understanding that we've grasped yet.
Yeah.
Kids are harder and harder and harder and harder to deal with, because we come from a generation where you beat your kids, they do what they tell you, they do what you say.
Yeah.
Now that's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to talk with them. Now you have to empathize with them. Now you have to coddle them. You have to encourage them. You have to praise them 5 times a day, but don't give them negative feedback, because then they're going to have a meltdown. You have to literally be their parent, their babysitter, their coach, their teacher,
mm-hmm,
all at once. Their police officer in some cases, because of security issues within schools. It's a lot of work, and
yeah,
they don't understand that it's a wholesome job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I'm a teacher, I get to clock in and clock out. It stays with you, just like a social worker. Some parents, some teachers are social workers. Some teachers are therapists. You,
yeah,
know, because some kids can't afford that, or some families,
yep,
can't afford that.
Yep.
So it's a lot.
Yeah. And also, like, with coming to that, a pro would be we're kind of giving people a break, even though, like, with teachers, it's kind of not. Because I just talked to my cousin, and she's like, I'm working more now than I did when I was, like, actually in the school. Like, with,
mm-hmm,
with being at home.
Oh,
she,
the one who's a kindergarten teacher?
Yes, yeah, the one, the autism, like, she teaches autism.
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, she, I mean, she's, like, swamped with work. It's, like, so much, and I'm, like, wow, like, but, I mean, there are, like, other people that are getting a break, you know, if they're not working or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that is a pro.
For example, I'm getting a break. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a break, but it's not like they want to give me a break. I'm getting a break because I'm technically not tied to any department of education.
Yes.
I'm technically a substitute, and I work when I want to.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm choosing not to work, but the school is still calling the company. The staffing agency I work for is mm-hmm. still calling me, texting me every day to come into these preschools to work. And I'm like, I'm not going to New York. Like,
yeah,
no.
No, do not.
Like, they really expect me to still come
wow.
to these preschools with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. There are healthcare workers who have kids
yeah.
and who still need to be watched. But it's not going to be me. Sorry.
Yeah, nope. Nope. Yeah, so like this gives a lot of people a break that is much needed. I feel like a lot of people are worked too much. They're worked up too
yeah.
much, and this is definitely a break that everyone needed. But also
yeah.
on the end, do you have any pros?
I think a good pro is that I don't have to worry about money. Mm-hmm. People can rest. People can reflect. People are forced to stay still.
Yeah.
People are forced to be more aware and mm-hmm. present in the moment and to appreciate the little things. Like now, my highlight of the day is sitting down with my family at dinner and we talk about the highlight of our day. Like
yeah.
we talk about things, we have a conversation, we will keep our phones down. And we always ask each other, what's the highlight of your day? But literally, that is the highlight of my day, and a lot of them, too, because it's a time to just be, and it's a time to just, like, really appreciate the smallest things.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes you for a long time. So I
yeah.
think this is a good time. It's like a reset button.
Mm-hmm.
Pollution is getting better. I mean, pollution is decreasing.
Yeah, that's
you know,
great.
Animals are being set free. Like, it feels like the world is resetting. And it feels like, I saw this post that said, I feel like Earth sent us to our rooms to think about what we've done.
Yes,
you know?
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah.
I know. It's really amazing. I mean, even in, like, Venice, like, in Italy and stuff like that, like, you know, in Venice, it's all water. The whole place is like water. You go on boats, you travel on boats to go here and there. Since mm-hmm. no one has been outside, the water is actually cleaning itself and it's now like almost see-through again. And
wow.
and
yeah,
they said it hasn't been like that in like 60 years.
Yeah, they said the Himalayas,
yes,
there's
yeah.
so much pollution and smoke at the top of the mountain
mm-hmm.
that you would never see the top of the mountain, but now you see the top of the mountain.
Yeah,
clearing itself out.
It's awesome.
It's God.
I know.
Like God.
I'm telling. Yeah,
it's
it
like,
definitely is.
I'm done
and
with
it.
Y'all.
Yeah. I'm
it
done.
Now.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
but and that is such a pro, and it's like. Like, I wish every, like, I talk to some people, like, my cousins, my, you know, friends, family, and, you know, I'm always just, like, being positive about it, and they're like, I don't know how you could be so positive, and it's like, you have to look at it as, like, another way. Like, you have to look at it
yeah.
as maybe this is for the good.
And honestly, George, that's great, but the way that I feel like I'm not positive or negative. There'll be days I'm just like...
Well, no, yeah, once we talk about mental health,
yeah.
I will tell you what's going on, but yeah.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is that any positive can be a negative, any negative can
mm-hmm.
be positive. It's all about perspective. Like,
yeah.
for example, yes, everybody now has a chance to stay still, to be present, to put a pause on things, but do you think people are doing that? No, a lot of people actually find themselves going on social media, comparing themselves to other people, feeling like they're failures, feeling like they're not doing enough because they are staying still. And the fact is that we're all staying still. We're all on pause. Nobody's really getting an inch further.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is being tested is people's creativity, people's you know, stick-to-itiveness, people's perseverance
yeah.
to endure. It's kind of like adapt or die. It's adaptation. Are you adapting or are you dying from this? Social media is thriving or dying. Like, it's just, you know, everything is that.
Yeah, well, one thing I will tell you is after this, I truly feel like, you know, the whole thing with celebrities will be, like, you know, the whole praise of celebrities will definitely go down because, I mean, these celebrities are just ridiculous with what they say. I mean, Ellen saying how she feels like she's in a prison and she lives in, like, this multi-million dollar home. You know, Sam Smith crying in his house. I mean, like, you know, that he has nowhere to go. And it's, you know, it's one thing, like, you know, I look at it as, like, a mental health thing. I'm like, oh my God, maybe he's crying because this is a lot for him, which is understandable. But then you kind of look like, no, they're just talking about themselves. Meanwhile, people have no money. Like, people have been laid off of their job and they can't even get unemployment. Like, people can't, like, stay in their homes anymore. You know, like, stuff like that is, like, killing me with these celebrities.
I think it's privilege will really change your perspective, especially when you are, you know, so used to it or grew up with it.
Yeah.
And, honestly, I haven't heard too many of those stories because I'm into, you know, the celebrity thing, like, you know, that much. I don't get into it. But, I feel like what social media does, or what pandemics do, or what this is doing, I think the biggest pro is that nobody's really changing, and it's not like we're going to end up hating them because they change, or we're going to end up loving certain celebrities or certain people because they change. Everybody's just being exposed for who they really are.
Yes.
Things like this expose people for who they really are.
Okay, it's I tell you something? I put under pros, one of my pros were shows people's true colors.
Yeah. that's the way you say it.
It's true. Yeah. It's so true.
Like, there's a lot of demons I have to face it myself because I'm like, am I lazy? Like, I never thought of myself as a lazy person, but I found myself doing very lethargic things, like just wanting to crawl up in a hole and not do anything some days. And it's just like, I didn't know this about myself. I didn't know that I had this side of me and I need to deal with it. I mean, I let myself do that for a little bit, but I also needed to deal with it because I knew that it wasn't the healthiest way for me to be spending time.
Yeah, well, that actually is a perfect way to start the mental health, like, you know, little segment of this, of to talk about mental health, is that's exactly right. That's exactly what I was doing. Like, I feel like I was cocooning in my room, and I said to myself, you know what, I'm gonna give myself a little time to do this, but I'm gonna get up. And then I did. I got up. I was going outside. We were cleaning out rooms, my basement. We redid our whole base, like, cleaning it out, vacuuming. Like, you have to keep yourself busy. And, you know, a lot of, like, I do get, like, you know, my mind throws me in circles about, you know, my appearance. Like, suddenly I'm walking down the stairs and I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, you look huge today. What the F? Like, but it's all in your mind. Like, it's so important to take this time to study your mental health and to truly, you know, help yourself through this.
I love that. I love what you said, study your mental health. Yeah. I think study yourself in general. Like, study who you are. This is a great time to change habits, to recognize patterns that you didn't know you had, like talking over people, or being arrogant or defensive with your family. Like, these are things that shape who you are.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. Is, like, with me, I found, like, wow, I'm, like, very, like, confrontational with, like, my family when we're all cocooned in a house together. And, you know, I really have to sometimes take a step back and be like, okay, you are, like, too much today. Like, you need to relax. Like, like you know how I get. Like, it's, like, you know. So, like, little stuff like that. Everyone, like, you don't know who you are. Like, no one knows who they are. Like, you have to constantly figure it out.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's such a great time to do that. But definitely everyone go outside And if you can't go outside, you know, do little tasks and, you know, really, like, keep yourself busy and create. I've had 100 ideas in my head the past month. And, like, you know, just to have that. Just to have that alone is, like, a great thing.
Yeah, right before I got on this call, I've been trying to write for a while now, like just write and give myself time to write. And every day for the past few weeks, I have not let myself go enough. I have not blocked away time enough to just write and write and write and write and write and let the ideas go. So today I said, I don't care what I do. When I wake up and I start after my morning routine, that's the first thing I'm doing, because that's just the things that I'm learning that the things that I avoid the most, I need to do at the top of the day, every day.
I love it.
Until I stop avoiding them, you know? So that's one thing. And then I just had, like so many ideas for series or short stories or movies that could become something. And I it was just letting myself be in the brainstorming process. Brainstorming is so much fun.
It is.
It's like so much fun, and it's even better if you can get together with people who are like you or people who share the same interests, and you guys get on the phone and then you just talk and you just bounce back off of each other. It's like you're creating almost an explosion, a science experiment, and you're just waiting to see what happens. It's so much fun.
And it's
a great time for this, because now it's not like you can do anything with your ideas yet. It's not like you can do much with the ideas yet, or do it to the extent that you would have done it. But you can make it so perfect, and you can, like, shape it and curate it and dig deep. Like, with acting, too, that's what I'm trying to do, is dig deep. Like, dig. Okay, like, what's the personality of this person? How are they feeling? Why this? What's their thought process behind what they're saying? Why are they saying this? Things like that. Instead of just, I don't know, because I also get a little bit, like, since we're talking about mental health, I also get sometimes discouraged and feeling like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah,
feeling like,
that's me too.
My goodness, there are so many resources available to me right now. I'm almost overwhelmed.
I know.
I'm almost overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, Rosetta Stone, this is not a sponsorship, but Rosetta Stone is offering free three months of learning a new language.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I want to learn French.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. And then Harvard is offering like 100 courses, and Penn State is offering free courses. And I was like, oh, I want to learn so many things. But there's also casting directors doing live streams and challenges and self-tape submissions every day.
I know.
I'm just like, whoa. There's so much opportunity.
Yeah.
From just being home all the time.
I know.
And it's like picking which ones I want to spend my time and invest in.
I love that. I love it. And it's just like, you know, and now we have all this time. I mean, I'm still working, but like I still have now like a nice chunk of time. Like we really need to figure out like, hello, there's so like we need to start building our empire now. Like we need like, you know. So
it's true.
Oh my God. But the first, like after this, when I'm done talking to you, I'm actually going to work out, because that's another thing I've been slacking on. And also that is a big, like when I work out, I'm thinking the whole time, and I'm like imagining things, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think yoga. In the morning I do yoga.
Yes.
In the morning it's like so, it's the best way to start my day.
Yeah, I love yoga. Yeah, when I have to get back to yoga, because when I did yoga, I was able to keep my zen. I was able to like keep my peace.
Yes.
And, like, I haven't done it in a while, and I could really feel like, I need that again. So
things get bottled up. I'm going to send you a meditation, a guided meditation that I listen to with the yoga every morning.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right, yeah, definitely. And also, like, everyone, I want to let you know, if you do want to do yoga, you know, you could just go on YouTube and, like, you know, see their little, like, tips that they do. You don't have
yoga
to pay $30 a month.
Yoga with Adrienne. I love her. This is also not a spot.
Yeah, I've done a few. Yeah, I've done a few with different people. And, you know, you kind of just feel it out. It's almost like, you know, finding a doctor, finding, you know, a therapist. You got to search. You got to look around. And once you find the right instructor, you will know. You will know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I want to end this podcast with our final thoughts. So I'll go first. Definitely everyone just stay focused and stay safe. Try not to go outside. I mean, you know, if you have a backyard, of course, go out. And that's a main thing. Get sunlight. Don't just cocoon yourself. But try not to go out. It is very dangerous right now. And stay positive throughout this whole pandemic that's going on.
Definitely. I think my final thoughts I'll take from you, because you just brought me some insight from doing this, is to study yourself. I think that was really profound, to study yourself and to be aware of you. Because honestly, look at the world that we're living in. I'm a believer that your world is a reflection of you.
Yep.
So I think this is really genuine. I know what it means, but I think this is genuine time for us to look at ourselves and for us to look within, because this is going to turn into, when we get out of this, how we create the world that's around us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
When we look at within and we look at ourselves and we look inside and we see the things that you're avoiding, and we see the issues that you have with people. Coronavirus brought together my whole family that I haven't talked to, like, for 4 years, like, really got together and talked to for a while because of my one aunt who has the coronavirus and who is battling it, and we pray she is, she's getting better from it. But, you know, it's a time to see we're looking at, why don't I like this person? Why haven't I forgiven myself for this? Why am I still dealing with this past thing that's happened all the way? So study yourself. Look at your problems. Look at your issues. This is the time, because, baby, once we get out of this, I'm telling you, it is go time.
Yep.
Everybody is going fast. Everybody wants to be on go mode. And so this is definitely time for you to slow down. Give yourself permission. Extend grace. To slow down. Be with yourself. Tell yourself it's okay to not be doing something, but to just be. This is the time.
Yep. I love it. I love it. All right.
I love it too.
Thank you so much for coming on. Stay on the phone. I'm going to end this podcast. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. I will be on next week. I want to do like a live episode. I'm trying to find out how to do that. But yeah, and thank you, Gabby, so much. I love you so much. This was such a great talk, and I will see you all next week. Bye.